You're listening to the Higher Ideas Podcast, where ideas grow. Connect on higherideas.net. Now here's your host, I.
So here I am recording yet another little magical moment, right on the moment. I'm sitting here by the river. Ah, thank you, darling. There you go. The chicken finally just gave me what I was asking it for, just on time. Let me explain. I'm sitting here by the river at Ayahuasca Camp, and this isn't the first time that I've been here, either in dieta or out of dieta. It's not the first time I've had a moment here where I'm playing my flute, you know, and I get into this Zen moments where I'm just present with the music. I'm not performing it for anybody. I'm just sort of delivering what the air is asking for in that very moment. That's when the best music happens, I find. And well, I was having that moment just for the last 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes. And I was playing a song that I call the Snake Charmer song in my head. It's that very typical kind of Arabian music that I've imitated on my flute here. And it's a very smooth, very relaxed, very slow, hypnotic kind of tune. And I was performing it real good this time. Being in the moments, I was feeling, yes, this is beautiful. Even I am sort of falling into the trance of this song. And as I was playing it, we've got these chickens on camp that roam around. And I watch three of these black chickens just wandering the grasses my way. And they come under a bunch of tree roots, like a little cave, with some little green leafage and some sun piercing through, a nice quaint little place. They're pecking around the area. They all start to waddle into that little resting spot. One of them sits down. The others keep pecking around. Second one comes by the first one sitting, sits down too. The third one joins them eventually and sits down too. And I can tell this has happened before. They were listening to my music. Chickens come cruising around all the time, but I can't tell you how many times when I'm in that kind of beautiful, soft moment with my flute, where I can feel the energy of the flute is restful, it's serene, they come around and they all of them sit down in a little bundle like that. And they don't move. You know, chickens are always pecking around, they're always preening and pecking and scratching. But so many times in these moments of flute, they come and they just sit. And they get so comfortable in this moment that they even lay on their side and kind of open up their wing to catch the sunlight or just relax. And so I'm watching them enjoying this music. And so, where usually I might have played this song one time, I just was inspired to stay in the moment and keep playing for these chickens who I felt were really enjoying this particular tune in their own chickeny way. So I looped it. I played it a second time, into a third time, into a fourth time, not even making many mistakes, which is always a nice streak to hit. And so it went for about, like I said, 10-15 minutes. I don't even know how long. Whoops. Just had a wasp on my head. I don't even know how long. But here's the funny part that makes this kind of a magical moment to me. I was rounding the bends on, I don't know, the fifth or sixth go-around of this song. I was coming up on the end of it. And I got a sense, as I was coming around the end, sort of deciding, do I loop again? I got a sense, no, That's just about right. That's just about enough. I think this moment is over. And so I sort of ease it down, and as I start hitting those notes, one of the chickens stands up, starts to walk around, starts to peck at its wing. The second one gets up, and just as naturally as I knew the moment was over, they seem to know it too. All right, show's over. Time to resume chickening around. And so they did. Right around the time I stopped playing, we had a couple seconds of silence, and they started waddling off on their business. And that moment right at the beginning there, where I sort of chuckled and said, "Thank you, chicken," I was sitting here trying to tell them psychically, you know, mentally, "Look, before you guys walk away, can one of you, just as an applause..." Ah, it's doing it again just now. Woo, baby. Perfect timing. "Just as an applause before you walk away, can one of you give me that gorgeous wing stretch you chickens do once in a while? Chickens do this thing when they're comfortable, or, you know, just like the same way we'd yawn or stretch. They do this thing where on one side, they'll open up their wing down towards the ground and stretch it way back behind them, as if you were reaching with your pinky finger outward to the back of you and stretching your arm back, right? They open up all their feathers like this and stretch way back. And while they do this, the same leg on that side, they also stick it way back, standing on one foot, and stretch their toes out towards the back. It's such a graceful, it looks almost like a bow or something. You know, the way someone's arm would flare out sideways in that traditional European royal bow. A very elegant sort of gesture. That's what it looks like when they do it. And it's gorgeous to see their wing all opened up like that. Anyways, and I was asking them, you know, with my brain, "Could one of you just give me one of those? I'd like to see one of those as payment for the little concert I just gave you guys that I saw you appreciating." And well, they weren't really doing it. So I decided to take my phone out and record this moment anyway. And just as I start recording, one of them did it for me. And just now, as I started explaining that to you, it did it again. So, you know, these little psychic serendipitous moments of... These moments show me that all of life is connected on some sense. Animals, they're connected to some... unknown, just knowing in every moment. It's a certain presence, it's an instinct, right? They're definitely more connected to instinct than we are. And instinct isn't just about DNA telling you what to do, what food to look for, how to mate, right? Instinct is also a connection to some unspoken knowing of life. In that same way, I had this unspoken knowing that it's time to play the flute. The air is asking for it, right? I gave it what it needed, and the chickens happened to be near, and they sensed it too. Hey, there's a beautiful, peaceful moment of rest happening near this sound. So they came and they rested. And that same knowing told me when the moment was over, and it was time to close it. And right around that time, they also knew, that's enough resting, yeah? It's about time to get up and start getting back to chicken business. And well, it was that kind of knowing I was trying to reach to them with on that channel when I was trying to ask them, "Give me a wing flare," you know? And well, now I've had two while I record this, so I guess everything worked out. And now as the chickens go about their day, I suppose I should go about mine. And there's the recording for this particular occurrence of this unspoken magic, this connection of life.